Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. So I was back home. My spur-of-the-moment adventure was over. Do you know what spurs are? They're these sharp things that fit on the back of shoes. People use them when they ride horses. I guess they kick into the horse with the spur, and the horse gets hurt and wants to run. Well, I've never used spurs before. I just know them from movies about cowboys and stuff. Well, it was a spur-of-the-moment decision to jump on a train and let it take me to an unknown place. I suppose a moment is like a cowboy wearing spurs, and the moment spurs poked me, and I made a quick decision, I guess. I didn't understand at all how I could ride a whole day on a train and end up right back where I started. It just didn't make any sense to me. Like I said in the last episode, it was a little disappointing, but it was also relieving because I was worried about my cat, Pink. I wasn't there to feed her, give her water. Anyway, I walked up to my house and tried to get in. I realized then that I didn't have my keys. Had I lost them? I couldn't remember. Everything was so strange. And though I had a lot of energy when I woke up, now I felt confused and tired. I walked around the house and tried the door on the back porch. It was locked, but there was a window that was slightly open. I went over to the window and pushed it. What a relief. It opened. I was going to be able to get inside. But when I climbed up there and put my head through the window, I saw a man inside. He looked back at me. He was wearing some basketball shorts and a t-shirt, like he was at home. But this was my house. He was very surprised to see me, and he said, "Get out of here," really loud. "You get out," I shouted. Then he said he was going to call the police. I told him I was going to call the police. But of course my phone was dead, so I couldn't. But he actually did call the police. I heard him saying there was a burglar at his house. I was very nervous, but I also thought that when the police came, I would be able to show them that this was my house. I only wished I wasn't so dirty from the train ride. That guy inside, he was clean and looked much more like he lived there than I did. I didn't run away, but I didn't try to get inside either. And within about 5 minutes, I heard a police siren. I was so scared. I didn't know what I was going to do. I looked through my pockets and I found my wallet with my driver's license in it. It has my address on it. I took it out and looked at it, but I could barely read it. I was so weak and dizzy, probably from hunger. But I held on to the card of my driver's license, and when the police got out of their car, they started walking very fast toward me, and I held it up to them with my arm extended so they could see. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.